Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My main story, La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No hold barred baseball opinions.
By the way, analytics people, I get in trouble every time I say that. Never play baseball. Never. They never play with the Bogarts.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love talking to Ozzie, and now it's time for Ozzie's Outlook, brought to you by Four Winds Casino. The winning never stops at the Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. Those places are awesome. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Great day in Chicago. Wow, finally. And I'm going my way to pick my grandkid to go to school.
That's cool.
Look at you. That's awesome.
Grandpa Oz. That's great. So
that's
Ozzie,
what I do every day.
Over the weekend, the White Sox had some good news. They win three in a row, and then the Twins come to town, and they can't beat the Twins. They haven't beaten them this year, and they've only beaten them once in the last calendar year. It's awful. But any bright spots to see? And why didn't Tommy Pham play on Monday? What was that all about?
Well, I understand Pedro's point. He's needed to be off a little bit because he didn't have a really spring training. And it's going to be a break for him. But, when you talk about lineups with the White Sox, now it's a little different. Now you have only two guys, one guy hitting under 200. Last week it was eight. In the lineup, it was eight guys under 200. Now there's only two. They're swinging the ball a little bit better. I said it's Pham's to get here. I see the thing change a little bit. Obviously, I don't talk about Clohar. Obviously, I talk about offensively because these guys, he's just a good hitter. He's a pro. But in the meanwhile, it's something they most need. They need this spark. And I didn't see this kid bring the spark for the White Sox the last couple of games he played for.
You know what's weird, Ozzie, and I don't know why, but like we had a question this morning about Luis Robert coming back, and the question really was about can he get back and do anything before the trade deadline? I mean, we're actually asking about stuff like that. I'm reading today, there's some story about the Yankees. They're having all their pitching issues. They're waiting for Gerrit Cole to come back. Maybe they're going to trade for Eric Fetty. Fetty's like the best story that you have right now for the White Sox. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why they're moving Brad Keller into the rotation or why Mike Clevinger is coming up. I'm struggling to understand all the age, all the players with age on them that they're relying upon as opposed to having a rebuild, right? I just don't know what they're doing.
Funny because, you know, I mean, the most games going on, whoever play pitch better for the team, they're not in contending and out. I wish they could ask him. I love it. He's just, like I say in the show, I said every day, you know, had the best stuff with the White Sox. But he's the best pitcher by a lot. This guy can pitch. This guy is good. This, if I was in a pennant race, obviously I will ask for. But in the meanwhile, you know what I mean? In the show, I said a couple of days ago, I don't know, I don't remember, two, 3 days ago, I say, I want somebody from the White Sox to tell me what they're doing because right. I keep saying rebuilding, okay? I say rebuilding, rebuilding. I don't hear anybody from the front office saying that word. I understand because I know everybody got a different way to look at it, everybody a different way to express themselves. But I told them, hey, just send me a name, send me something. I say, hey, it's not rebuilding, it's retooling. It's just whatever it is, I will say it. But, yeah, we got to admit it. It's a rebuilding position right now. I think Clevinger is kind of like a fan type of sign. Like, if Clevinger pitch well, they can use some for him later on. Same way with fans. You know, he swing the bat very well. Maybe somebody later yeah. need that. Okay, maybe that somebody need that in the trade deadline. I think it was a winner for the White Sox. Sign those two guys. They don't have nothing to lose. And the point, and I hope Clevinger come out pitch well. You know what I mean, because he want to put the White Sox in a good position or better position, and also they can get some for him. You know what I mean, it's something right. I don't like to see it when you're rebuilding. Yeah, that's true. But in the end of the day, it's a win-win situation. You know, you don't pitch well, you are in baseball, you play good, we can get something for you, and that's why I think Chris Getz did it.
I just think it's hard, as Mully kind of is alluding to, Ozzie, to get excited about watching a team that is full of retreads. They signed Jared Walsh to a minor league contract, and he's next. And they had Pilar for a while. All these guys who are on the wrong side of 30 who were kind of had their best baseball behind them. What is the manager's viewpoint of this? Like, if in your situation, if you were managing a team that was stuck kind of where the Sox are stuck, the pros and cons of playing prospects and seeing what you've gotten, seeing what you have in those guys versus playing these retreads, because at least with the young players, even if they fail, it gives you kind of a hope that they're going to develop at some point. Are you worried that much about, you know, hurting their confidence if you're the White Sox?
I'll be honest with you. I don't mind bringing all those kids up and making some for you. But now you have a point like days in the big league, when they come with an arbitration case, they go with the wrong days, you know, when they come so early. There's so many things behind the scene, seem like they hold those guys because that situation. That's my opinion. I don't know if that's right. But in the meanwhile, yes, I bring those guys, man. Those guys, like, they're in the middle of the road players. The middle of the road, they're even young and they're even old. They're in the middle of the road players. Right now, then that situation, I like to see after the All-Star break, the kids out there, because they have a lot of kids there in the minor league. They're loaded with some pitchers. I don't know much about offense, but a pitching, they did a good job pitching while bringing kids out there. Say, well, you know, why you going to waste your bullets in the minor league? Just go here. Hey, if you fail, now you know why you fail, how you fail, and what you need to get better for the future. The only way you're going to see it is those guys play here. But I don't know exactly what the plan is. You know what I mean? And that's why it's sometimes a lot of people talk about Pedro. I don't think I can blame Pedro at all because, you know, who look at who he's working with. But in the end of the day, if Pedro faces it, and look at what I have. We have a lot of kids, whatever they want to say. We teaching kids. We try to tell them how to play baseball, whatever it is. But on the sun, Pedro thinks he can still winning with this ball club, with the winning country, with the we're gonna do everything perfect. We're gonna do everything right. Well, you know how the guys to do it. It's not easy. It's not easy. I'm telling you, it's hard when you say, well, it's like if Muhammad Ali gonna fight Pedro. You know what I mean? It's Ozzy. It's like, come on, you know, it's the competition is you can see it. Last couple of games, you see a good competition. The Minnesota Twins, you know, they don't have really much either. You know, they just playing great baseball right now. Wow, play great best baseball in baseball right now. But in the end of the day, I don't see these guys competing. I think last couple of days it's been excited. You can see it. But like I say, always they do something. Some place on the field, not move the guy over. A lot of little things I think they should have if they want to continue to have fun on the field. Last night, we have no second base, no out, we don't move the guy over, we don't score, they lose. And then that's a no-no. You know what I mean? That's the way you play, you got to say, you know what I mean? You're bunting. I don't care. You don't know how to bunt? Well, learn. Whatever it is. But I think right now, the White Sox, every little mistake they make, they pay for.
I just don't understand the plan. And I think the problem, like they, at one point they brought up Oscar Colas. And then they, like, I don't even think he got into bat. They just sent him right back down. And, you know, someone doesn't like him in the organization. We were speculating that maybe they sent him to get coffee and he fouled up the coffee order. I mean, I don't know why they even brought him up and why they sent him back down. And I'm not saying he's great, or I just don't understand the plan they have with guys. I don't understand. It seems so arbitrary who's up and who's down and what they're actually doing. It just seems weird.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially with Colas. You know what I mean? Colas, he was a starting right fielder when they're supposed to win the World Series.
Yes.
Okay, all the sun. Yes, he was a starting right fielder. You know, yeah. We find the right field finally, and all the sun. This kid disappeared for no reason. I don't know why. That's a good question. We go down to AAA. He play good. He's good. Don't give him the opportunity. That's another guy. I say, listen, if this guy got a future, play it on. That's what I say about Lee. Okay. Maldonado, yeah, you want to catch once in a while. I'm nothing against Maldonado, by the way. He's like, hey, man, if you're not playing good. You know what's a job? Mr. Johnny Bench hitting. You know what I mean? Try to catch, do the thing. Good behind the plate, but now I say you have Lee. Say, okay, you got to play. You got to hit the most at bats you can hit. You got to show me if we can count with you later, or can we can trade you, or can we release you? I know you are a part time player, or you are a backup player, whatever it is. But right now, it's the opportunity for them to see what Kola does right now. You know what I mean? Bring Kola up, and she's playing very good. He's not playing great, but they play so bad. She looked like, wow, she looked like Harold Baines out there hitting and fielding. But it just give those guys opportunity to see what they can bring to the table. Bring opportunity to see who the guy can count later on. What exactly what kind of players they have, and go from there. And right now, I hope, and I wish later on in the season we can see kids moving up to big league and start play here. And to see what they have and why we have a shooter, what we can count with, now who's the guys we can use. And I'd like to see that later on in the season.
All right, Ozzy, so step away from the White Sox for a moment. You're an old-school baseball guy. In the sixth inning of the Cubs-Mets game the other night, Mets starter Luis Severino was throwing a no-hitter. Pete Crow Armstrong was at the plate. He tried to bunt. It was a 1-0 game. He tried to bunt his way onto first base, and he was booed by Mets fans. Is that breaching some sort of baseball etiquette by trying to bunt to break up a no-hitter in a 1-0 game in the sixth inning?
No, hell no. Oh, you do that in the nine. You do that in the nine. Kind of like, come on, man, what are you doing? But in the six, that's my game. You know what I mean? That's my game. I don't want to change my game because you throw a no-hitter or because you throw a perfect game. But if you do that in nine, then, you know, things a little different. But in the six, hey, 1-0. Hey, I see a lot of no-hitters broke up in the eight with two out or in the nine with two out. But I think they don't have the right to put the guy just because they tried the old school guys, new school, nah. But in the nine, yes, it should be, you know, something had to happen. But in the six, I think it's too early for the still what? Six, still nine outs, 9 to 10 outs. I don't mind that. I really don't mind that at all. But that happened after the eight or nine, then we would have a problem.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't think that was as out of line as everyone is saying, just because you're trying to get something going. You're not giving up on a game in the sixth inning. I didn't have a problem with it. But I guess they did boo and they did get upset about it, but that's the home team. I look at where the Sox are, and you know they gave away a jersey, a hockey jersey, and they got 28,000 people, and they won the game. They had the dog night. They got a bunch of people out there with the dogs. It's almost like you've got to create the crowd with some other element in order to get people to go to these games because the team is so god awful.
Yes, I was last night at the ballpark, and I've been watching the White Sox for a little while, and I think that's the second time I get very upset about the game. Even to the point like we were doing the post game show, I couldn't talk. If I talk right now, I might say the wrong thing. I might say something I might regret tomorrow morning. That's why I said I went by a couple of times. Thank God we have Gordon next to me, because it was the show was just me and Chuck. Then I get in trouble because I had to talk. But I don't like the way they played yesterday. I don't like some move people make. I think first time I'm going to say this about Pedro. I don't like the way the some move he make. But it's easy for me to make a move when I'm in suite 402 and not down there. I don't know what they have, what they can bring. Rodriguez got thrown out, the slowest man in history of baseball, having your third hitter and the fourth hitter coming up at the plate. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, that run, they need that run because Jimenez got the base hit. Yeah, they scored one, but they could have scored two. It was a different game because they lost by one run. You know what I mean? It's just a little thing like that. It's kind of like, come on, what are we doing? Oh, we prepared very well. Yes, I cannot say you're not prepared very well, but you're coaching third base. You know, I think to me, third base coaches is more important, sometimes most important than the manager, because manager he cannot make those type of decisions. It's a third base coach does. And I disagree with that when they ask Pedro about it. No, I'm going to see, I'm going to talk to him. I say, I understand. I understand Pedro don't want to throw anybody under the bus. I understand Pedro. I don't understand Pedro want to stick up for his players, his coaches. 1,000%. I stick up more for the players than anybody. But also, I let people know exactly how I feel about that particular player. That happened with one of my best friends, Joey Corral, coaching third base. I went on his behind. What the hell are you doing? Let people know exactly what I'm thinking. I don't know if this is a bad culture. My way, it was bad. Or Pedro's way is bad. My country, when I make people, know what they did wrong, work for me. Why? Because all of a sudden now you let them know they're making mistakes. But you're going to sigh and say, hey, why are you doing this? Well, no, let them know right away. I say, wait a minute, what you were thinking there, brother? That's easy. I know, Joey Cora, good friend. To me, one of the best coach I ever be around. But when he make one mistake, say, wait, why make a mistake? I told my coach, like, oh, my God, I screw up. Said, why not? You're a human. But that's the one thing. It's one thing about get out the hands. When you don't play good, seem like you play horrible. And that's why we're so spinning right now. And I love the way they played the last couple of games. And just bring the dog day once again, please.
Yeah.
Hey, Get out to get in, how you call those miniature thing, like bobblehead.
Bobblehead night?
Get
Ozzy, yeah.
Get an Ozzy bobblehead. I like
Ozzy
it.
Ozzy bobblehead, and everybody can kick the crap out of the bobblehead and we fly, you know, be like anything.
Let's do it, Ozzy.
Hey, he's an Ozzy bobblehead. Take his head off.
I got to tell you, I look at the White Sox and see where they're at, and I'm just confused. Honest to God, I look at the minor league. I guess Lenin Sosa's hit a homer in four of the last five games for Charlotte. Why couldn't he do a thing in the major leagues? Couldn't hit his weight.
You can say how bad the minor league system is in baseball.
Right, that's true.
You know what I mean? Mendick got five home runs in a row. Five.
Yeah.
Danny Mendick.
Sosa go down there and killed that thing. Oh, so I like Sosa his first couple of games in Chicago. I did like it. He tried to hit the ball right field. All of a sudden, what happened to you? You start hitting home runs. You know what I mean? Like, everything changed. And that's the reason he's in the minor league. He changed our bats. I talked to Tony La Russa about it. And when I see it, I say, oh, wow, that's what the new Sosa I like. All of a sudden, a week later, it was like, why a horse swing the bat? But that's what I told you. Triple A system, very bad. Not just baseball, no White Sox baseball, because everybody go to Triple A just kicking some butt. They go to the big league. The people say, how this guy make it to the big league? How he play here?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's just so many different things. I don't know why. It's just like maybe the game is there easier. Obviously, you got to face one or two good guys, maybe every other week. But besides that, I don't know what's going on. Why those guys play so good down the minor when they get to the big league? That even close the players they was in the minor.
How do you see the Cubs and the White Sox games going today, Ozzy?
Today I want to see the White Sox win because I'm tired.
Okay.
I swear to God, man. I'm two seconds away to curse on TV. I cannot defer you. You know, I got a right key to fit. But I think I like the Cubs right now. They play good baseball. I think the White Sox just go there and play. I know later, Minnesota embarrassing the White Sox right now.
Yes.
They play Nintendo against them. A team, it was very bad for 1 week. And now, so obviously, they play better. But I think I like the ball team today.
Great stuff, Oz.
Thank you, Ozzy. All right, we appreciate
it, buddy. Is that curse on TV today? I get fired, please. I don't mind helping you guys in the morning.
You're always welcome here. All right, that's great. Now, that was Ozzy's Outlook brought to you by Four Winds Resort and Casino. And right now, Mully, be the caller number four to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670, and you can win $250 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino, Four Winds Casinos in New Buffalo in South Bend, your entertainment escape, something we'll do on the first Wednesday of every month.
Great stuff. Wonderful gift. And get on that call immediately. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking more baseball. I am befuddled. And like Ozzy, I nearly swore when we talked about the White Sox earlier in the show.
I have Mike Trout numbers, which are probably more interesting.
Okay, good. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know what? Thank God I'm a peasant right now. Because my office may be destroyed. I'll be throwing stuff in my office, not in the clubhouse. And let me have another buck. Bro, it's just unbelievable. I can't understand this place.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Poor Ozzy. He has to watch it, and he has to comment on it. And you're watching a lot of bad baseball, David. You're watching a team that the defense is so god-awful. You can't throw anybody out. Everybody gets the extra base. Everybody scores on any hit, anywhere. Nobody can figure out how to get the ball to the plate. They're awful. They play bad baseball. And, they're in games. They could have won that game yesterday.
They
lost by a run.
0-6 against the Twins, bordering on irrelevance. But you did mention the catchers. So here's what you're looking at in terms of caught stealing and stolen base. So Corey Lee has a better percentage than Martin Maldonado. He has thrown out three runners in 16 attempts to do so, which is good for 21st among non-qualified all catchers. And Martin Maldonado has only thrown out two runners in 20 attempts. So that is 24th in baseball right now. So that's not a very good opportunity. But what you notice in those numbers is that they're running a lot. 16 times against Corey Lee and 20 times against Maldonado. We're sitting here, that's the first month of the season. Teams are running a lot against the White Sox.
Well, why wouldn't you run?
Yeah.
Because there's nobody to stop you.
Yeah. There's nobody to stop you. So, yes, definitely tough times.
It's like
tough
watching
team to watch.
A Little League team.
Tough
it's
team to
like
watch.
It's like watching a Little League team trying to get the ball home, and they need like three guys to throw it in. I'm insulting Little League, but it's really rough to watch. And it's funny because we come in here today and the Cubs lost a game and we're talking about defense because a guy like Dansby Swanson isn't supposed to have any throwing errors. He's a gold glove player and he's supposed to play that way. And when he doesn't, they're in trouble. They also have a new first baseman, right? Michael Bush is learning on the job. He's a 26-year-old rookie. And they talked about it last night. He's still figuring out how to play first base. Last night it was Wisdom at first base,
right.
And that's not a position he's played. And, you know, he overthrows a runner. They pick off a guy, Frankie Lindor, and, you know, you're laughing. You're out. That is an out. And instead you sail the ball into the outfield. All of a sudden he's on third base, and you're allowing an unearned run. And then the inning goes on, and you're allowing a three-run homer. You cannot give away outs in Major League Baseball, and when you do it, you're in serious trouble.
Yeah, I mean, they paid the price, and Assad deserved better. Alzolay, his struggles were going to – that wasn't a news story. I think what they did, the Mets made the Cubs pay for the bad defense, and Alzolay threw – a grooved one. He has a hard time getting left-handers out now. He's struggling. Bruce suggested Iowa as a possibility.
Yeah.
I think you've got to keep all the options open. He's not getting the job done. And Craig Counsell is not a sentimental type. So I don't think it matters what Adbert Alzolay did the second half of last season. You're in the here and now, and we have seen guys struggle and go down and come back up. I want to know, whatever happened this week, what's Keegan Thompson's deal? We haven't seen him as a guy that we thought was starting off on a pretty good trajectory, and then I'd like to see him maybe used in a role like that. Until you get to the point where once you have a surplus of starting pitching, maybe Ben Brown emerges as a closer. I'm not sure who the best closer possibility is on the Cubs, but I don't think the answer to the question is here yet. I don't think the closer has arrived.
And as well as they're doing, and they're doing very well, they also have lost four games because of blown saves.
Yeah,
and
four blown saves.
Yeah.
And the bullpen has five home runs. Them.
Yes.
13 innings. That's not a good ratio.
No.
So
no.
I want to get to the Mike Trout stuff for a second.
Yeah. Where is the pitch lab? Is that in Arizona?
I'm just curious. It's in Mesa.
Okay.
It's in Mesa, I think.
That's where he belongs, not Iowa. Go ahead.
You want to send Alzolay to Mesa?
I want to send him to a pitch lab. And
I don't think
I want
you can
to
dispatch
you
to a pitch lab unless you go in the injured list.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you what I want.
I don't think there's a pitch lab list.
Well,
there's not a. And I suggested the.
He's
the,
not doing anything this weekend. Have him just go
the
out
respite
there and pitch
list.
Lab.
I think this everyone should be able to take a 3-week vacation in the middle of a baseball season, including the manager, by the way. That was Joe Maddon's idea.
Including broadcasters.
Well, you wish. Not for the Cubs necessarily.
No.
No. I think, Alzolay could benefit from some time off. Get away. He's either tipping pitches or something's wrong.
Something's up.
I don't know what the problem is. All right.
Well, okay, Trout. I'm sorry. Go back to Mike Trout.
Oh, these are very important issues. So Dustin has a problem with Mike Trout's not showing up at Chicago when the Angels have played here over the years. Now, if you are only myopically looking at the Angels' appearances at Wrigley Field, Cub fan.
That's what he's looking
fine.
At.
Fine. Five games, 19 at-bats, six hits, still 316. It's not like a starring role, but it is a cameo role, and it is a representative of a 300 hitter. Okay.
How many games did he miss?
I don't know about missed.
Well, whatever.
What kind of research do you want me to do?
Well,
I mean,
no, Dustin went to a game and
fine.
And there was no.
My guess is that was the exception to the rule.
Okay.
He's in the lineup all the time.
Okay. That's fair.
And the Angels do visit the South side regularly.
They do. And Dustin went to a game there and he wasn't playing.
Mike Trout's career at Guaranteed Rate Field. Well, 35th in Shields. Let's just say that.
Okay. Fine.
31 games. He's been there 31 days.
Has he really played 31 games? That's good.
110 at-bats. You've had 110 times to sit there and say, okay, we're not going to concession
Mickey
stand
Mantle.
Now.
He's
I'm
Mickey
watching
Mantle.
The next Mickey Mantle. And you know what he has done in those 110 at-bats?
A lot of
he's
damage.
He's homered 10 times.
Yeah.
Once every 11 at-bats.
He's good on the south side, no question.
Luis Robert Jr. homers once every 16 at-bats at Guaranteed Rate Field. Mike Trout once every 11, Dustin.
They should have signed him.
Yeah, they should.
Look at my eyes. Look at the surprise.
That was the other guy. I'm thinking of Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Or Manny Machado.
Right.
Mike Trout was never on the open market to the point where the White Sox flirted with that possibility.
No. But they still should have signed him. They should have drafted him. Who did they draft that year?
He's 32 years old.
Okay.
He's having meniscus surgery. He'll be out for probably 6 to 8 weeks. Okay, but he's still like a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
Who is worth the price of admission and is not, I think, the kind of guy you want to go around criticizing unduly, unfairly.
I agree. Go after him. Do you have any defense for your attack?
He doesn't. He's speechless. I've rendered him speechless.
He is.
You're welcome.
He is.
You're welcome.
You are giving him a sideways look. That's what I would call that. Now, maybe it's because you're sitting over here and he's over there.
Everybody gets a sideways look.
What do you think?
Does Baseball Reference tell you how many times he was supposed to be in Chicago? I mean, he doesn't even come and tip the cap. He doesn't even show up half the time.
I think that, you know.
He had a 2-home-run game against the Cubs. Okay, congratulations.
His presence is documented.
Whip-de-frickin-do.
His presence is documented. I think that it's.
But he doesn't. The point is, if he's Mickey Mantle, he doesn't make you get. David. How many times have you personally seen Mike Trout play in Chicago?
Not that many.
Oh, okay,
I'm not a Cubs or Sox beat writer.
You're a baseball fan.
I'm a baseball
you
aficionado.
Have a vote, David, you have a vote for the Hall of Fame.
Aficionado.
You have a vote for the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So if Mickey Mantle, if this generation's Mickey Mantle is in town, shouldn't a Hall of Fame voter show up to the park, whether he's writing a story or a
now
column?
He's calling me out.
Now he's
David, here's what happens sometimes. I get it. We listen. We're supposed to be listening for 4.5 to 5 hours a day. Plus, when we go home, we're supposed to listen.
Okay.
We're supposed to talk some more. My problem is that he doesn't move the needle. He doesn't make you get off the couch and go to the games. And then half the time, if you did buy a ticket to go see him, he doesn't show up.
I would ask you, what player in baseball does move the needle to the extent that you're talking about?
See, now that is a great question.
Who qualifies?
Shohei Ohtani right off the bat.
Okay.
That would be the
Luis Robert.
For the first one.
Luis Robert?
Sure.
Someone in Anaheim is saying, I'm circling this date on the calendar because Luis Robert's coming to town.
The Dodgers and Yankees as kind of organizations and lineups.
Fernando Tatis Jr. will be at Wrigley Field next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Are you going?
I may not because of the job I have.
I'm going.
Okay, good. As a Hall of Fame voter, you should go.
As a Hall of Fame voter?
That touched a nerve, didn't it? That touched a nerve.
All right, well, as a Hall of Fame voter, how are you going to vote for him after he's been suspended for... I'm just saying. Isn't that a steroid issue again?
You shouldn't go see steroid baseball players play
baseball. Am I bitter that he was traded from the White Sox? You're damn right.
I don't...
But the reality is that he has to be looked at like Sammy Sosa.
The point of my criticism of Mike Trout was just the fact that he doesn't move the needle, that he doesn't make you jump off the couch, get on the red line, get on the blue line, whatever line,
that's
whatever
the point of criticism.
That's my point. He doesn't make the needle move.
Right,
not that he's not good.
No, Luis.
What's the point of your criticism of me?
I just had a ghost. You take a shot at me, I'm going to take a shot back. you want a parade because you got me not to speak. Well, congratulations.
It just came out wrong. Sorry.
You did. You sat there and you studied and worked and computed, and then you went after him, and you wonder why he's coming for you?
He's mocking my Hall of Fame voting status.
But I never mocked it. My point is, as a voter, do you feel the responsibility to go see this generation's Mickey Mantle in person?
I actually don't.
Okay.
I actually don't. I don't think that in person or...
You can just go to baseballreference.com
and
read the stats.
No, I can watch them on TV.
How about an eye test every once in a while?
Eye test is good.
And
I'm
not kidding. Like, if I said to you, Mike Trout's coming to town, you can have a ticket to go see him play. Or Bryce Harper's coming to town, I can get you a ticket.
That's easy for me. That's a good question.
Bryce Harper. It's a
great
question.
Bryce Harper, 10 out of 10.
Yep.
So who's the real Mickey Mantle?
I'm just saying what all the Hall of Fame voters tell me.
Okay.
Bryce Harper,
center field.
Stop it with the Hall of Fame
and
stuff.
Bad knee.
I just threw a pen at him.
See if I was listening.
Now you're triggered.
Hope you're watching on Twitch.
Holy God.
David might start sweating, and it's about 68 degrees in that studio.
Bryce Harper's Reggie Jackson. Mike Trout's Mickey Mantle.
Okay.
The theater.
That was good.
The drama.
Good. That was good. Yeah.
That is who Bryce Harper is. That's why I love Bryce Harper. I think he's my favorite major league player. Mike Trout, I respect. Bryce Harper, I love.
The oldest living Hall of Famer is Willie Mays, still with us. And second is Luis Aparicio.
Oh, wow.
So who is the Willie Mays and who is the Aparicio?
In today's game, that's a really good question. I think Mookie Betts would be, although he's playing infield now. I think Mookie Betts.
It's pretty good.
Is right good now answer. This year the best player in baseball, best all-around player, which would mean the Willie Mays component.
Yeah.
As far as the,
but he's in the infield.
You know, you look at Luis Aparicio.
It's kind of the star of one team, right? I mean, he's like a all-time White Sox.
I thought Carlos Correa.
Boy, yeah, that guy.
That's high praise for somebody that's been a little disappointing.
I do not like
that guy.
I know
you don't.
You know what here's the thing. Like, I respect different players. I don't necessarily like or respect some of those Houston guys. I don't know what it is, and I don't
know
why.
I know what it is. They cheated.
Okay.
They cheated.
And he –
fastball.
Whether we're going to say he was part of it or not, him in Minnesota, I don't like. Him coming back to play against the White Sox, I don't like.
I still wanted him in the Cub uniform.
But like,
isn't that weird?
Like, you know, no one likes Byron Buxton more than I do. But I despise him when I watch him play against
the
White Sox.
Like him.
I don't like the Twins. I don't like the Sox losing six games to the bloody Twins. God bless Twins.
Piranhas. The Piranhas.
That's what's triggering me. Something's triggering me. You're throwing your pen. You two are going at it. And I'm over here stewing, listening to Ozzy.
Come back. Oh, I want to talk about what happened in Arizona last night.
Okay, good. It's Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7, The Score.
Deep breaths. I'm just not going to get triggered today.
So I was actually at my son's t-ball game. It was the last game of the season when I got the call to come out here.
And what was it like when you rolled into the building and you got a standing ovation?
I thought I was here to just take care of a bee problem. And people were pretty hyped up. It's pretty cool.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that is Matt Hilton.
Yes.
Wild, huh?
Very wild. Quite a buzz at the Diamondback Dodger game last night beforehand. Matt Hilton.
He helped fix the bee problem.
He's the beekeeper.
Okay.
And he came because there was a bee colony that was created.
How in the name of God?
How does that happen?
Well, it's going to happen when the cicadas hit.
Oh, see,
they're going to have to stop a cupcake.
This is why this is relevant news. We're bringing all the stuff that matters to people in Chicago and all the sports news that is important. So it took 2 hours for this to be taken care of. The game was scheduled to start at 6:40 p.m. local time. It started at 8:35 while they waited for Matt Hilton to show up at his son's t-ball game. He comes out. They've got the ladder set up. And then, according to the story, he sucked the bees in like a vacuum and got rid of them. Started sucking them up with the shop vac as Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero blared through the loudspeakers, according to the story. Can you imagine the frustration of going to a game and having it delayed by a bee colony? That's crazy.
Yeah, I was playing a soccer game one time, and a guy got stung by a bee, let out a scream, and went down in a heap. Apparently, he was allergic.
Oh, boy. Bees. Well, it's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
If you're allergic, you don't want to mess around. But it's a bad deal.
It's also kind of a bad deal if you're, like, in the middle of a sporting event, and all of a sudden you let out a scream of like the Beatles just walked in and collapse, even though it hasn't impacted you yet.
Well, you don't want to mess around with this stuff.
Okay.
So be ready for I think that you got to be ready for anything when you go to a baseball game these days.
Well, again, I think it's going to be really interesting to just see what happens. I don't think there were a bunch of trees. Apparently, the cicadas are under trees. That's where they're buried.
They're coming.
A trillion of them, supposedly.
A trillion.
Yes.
Think about that.
No, I can't. It boggles my mind to hear that number. I mean, a billion sounds like insane.
You'll be stepping on them.
Oh, listen, they're going to be everywhere.
Here's a tip I heard. I don't know if it works. This could be urban legend, but I heard that if you have like a tree in your backyard or your front yard that you sit underneath quite a bit, usually in the summertime, if you wrap the bottom of the tree, now it's not going to look super appealing, but if you wrap the bottom of the tree in aluminum foil, like one swath around the bottom of it, they can't climb up. They slide down so they can't get up and then potentially fall on you. That's what I heard. I'm not saying it's true, but for some of you that are freaking out, and there's a lot of people freaking out.
A lot of people freaking out.
It might be worth giving it a shot.
Now,
like go to a restaurant supply house, maybe get that big roll of aluminum foil, the wider version, depending on the thickness of that tree.
All right.
But you totally believe in like the lone nut theory. You are the lone nut with theory. Are you going to make a hat out of it too?
Have you been reading the text line during the break?
Sorry.
Text is coming after Dustin. Did not mean
really?
To start that one.
You're
yeah.
kidding. I
did
a
couple,
not
couple agreed, but mostly
did not mean
against.
To start that one. Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was very unusual. You go to first of all, if you're the Arizona Diamondbacks, how do you let a beehive form in your protective netting? It's protective netting.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be it's supposed to protect people from something, not invite bees to come there and scare people enough to where they're going to delay the game for 2 hours. How does this happen?
Was there any honey?
Well,
beehive.
I don't know. You could probably use this as some sort of promotion now. And if you're trying to get people to the ballpark, as you suggested, Dog Night drew 1,100 dogs. Maybe.
Did it really? 1,100?
I think it was 1,100 dogs.
I saw that they had a photo of Steve's three dogs. That was great. And John Schifrin, his dog was ill, so his sister was watching his dog.
Oh.
Yeah. They couldn't bring their own animals. Hmm. I think they were.
I saw that the build up to it.
Yes.
And then I thought for a hot moment I should like bring
your dog.
Yeah, I thought about doing that.
It looks super cool. If you love dogs, it looks super cool.
Problem is when you have a dog that's, you know,
rambunctious.
Yeah, it's not the greatest place to be at the ballpark.
No,
or anywhere.
Well, you get them out to the people. You get them out to the skills area and just have them, you know, run some bases. Maybe that solves the dog's issue.
My dog's not running very well these days. Sorry, I think I really.
So you are out running your dog, or is he no longer accompanying
he's
you?
No longer a companion. I think wow. I think I burned him out. I'm really feeling some guilt about that.
You ran him into the ground.
I did. He's got a little bit of a limp. Golden retriever with a limp. Nothing sadder. It's rough. Anyway.
Sorry to hear that.
I know.
I hope he's okay.
He's going to be okay. Clyde's going to make it. He's going to be fine, but he's got a little bit of a
sin or something.
He's got a little hitch in his giddy up. Yeah.
All right. We've got, I like the name Clyde. We've got a lot to get to. The number is 312-644-6767. We're going to bring in Tommy Hotovy, and we're going to talk to the Cubs pitching coach about all the issues that are surrounding the Chicago Cubs.
A lot to talk to him about.
A lot to talk about. A lot of it really good. A lot of it, guys coming back. And obviously, we know Justin Steele has a start today, and the plan will be determined by how that goes for him. So it's a big one. And we'll talk to Tommy next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.